You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster film in the last decade, then chances are that it's been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. In Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
Joining us now, Jay Ratliff from DayTradeFund.com. Jay, good morning. Welcome in. Yeah, big day for our country. We'll talk about the inauguration in just a second, but I want to get your thoughts once again. You know, we've always talked about how the market loves a balance when it comes to Congress, in the House, in the Senate. No balance now, especially with the White House, the House of Representatives, and the Senate all being Democrat. What's the market thinking about that?
Well, you know, I think a lot of it, because I'm looking at the Dow futures this morning, it's up 96 points, so we're going to be flirting again with about 31,000 on the Dow. I think a lot of the, I guess the focus right now for Wall Street is on the appointments or those that Joe Biden is wanting to have around him. And I reference back to Janet Yellen, who appeared this week in Washington, and as she was going through her confirmation process, if you will, one of the statements she made was that the government should basically come in with stimulus in a very big way. In other words, do everything that's possible. And Wall Street likes to hear that. So as long as, at least up to this point, there's no wild and wacky things that are out there with regards to, you know, some initiatives that are going to be early on looked at, Wall Street right now is maintaining a sense of calm. Now, remember, the Dow on Inauguration Day for Donald Trump was 19,804. It's up roughly 56%. So I'm going to be very interested to see as we
move
forward.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Yes. What happens now as we move forward? And again, my biggest concern has always been, is the Biden administration going to continue the process of being pro-business, which I don't think so? Is it going to be pro-small business, which I don't think so? And with so many of the jobs in our country generated through small business, you take away that, you pull the rug out from under those men and women, especially now at a time when some of them are struggling, and it's going to have serious adverse impact on the market. And I could see a year where we're down 10 or 15% easily if that, in fact, happens. And obviously, I hope that's not the case.
Yeah, I just cannot, forget when Obama said GDP is never going to be where it was. Those jobs that have left are never coming back. And President Trump comes in and says, oh, really? Well, hold my beer. Watch this. And here we are up over 50% with the market. So I think the regulations are going to kill the businesses that Biden will impose. There's no doubt they're coming. So let's talk about today, Jay. Are the markets worried or skittish over the security in the nation's capital this Inauguration Day?
I think there's concern, but they recognize that everything's being done to minimize the possibility of anything taking place. And most people are looking past today as they move forward. So I don't think there's any real concern at this point that would be, you know, changing the direction of the market. Now, obviously, if there's an attempt or anything crazy that happens, obviously the market will respond as it always does. But at this point in time, it's almost business as usual. And you talk about President Trump, and I'm totally with you, because you guys have got a pretty decent football coach in your town there, and he's always pushing his players to higher levels. You never tell your team and kind of underscore what their potential is. You're always pushing them to higher things. And that's what President Trump did, and President Obama did not. And teams or countries or economies have the tendency to live up to the expectations of leadership, and certainly we've seen that over the last 4 years.
Jay, let me get your thoughts real quick as people are listening. Is this a time to reevaluate your 401k and maybe move it out of the stocks and into safer areas of investment? Should we be concerned with our 401ks right now with a new administration like Biden's?
Well, I think every so often you need to have a checkup where you see the direction that you're headed. And if you're heavy in oil and gas and other stocks that are obviously on the bullseye list for a Biden administration, and you're heavily in those, I think perhaps you could look at readjusting that just a bit. That's what people have been doing over the last several weeks if they're heavy in certain industries that they know the Obama administration, or excuse me, the Biden administration is going to be going after, because some of those stocks are really going to be repressed as we move forward if they're hammered with a lot of different legislation and things that are going to be taken away. So I think so. What you don't want to do is every 2 or 3 months readjust, because that's going to work against you. But I think right. It's very clear which stocks are going to be favored, the green energy and all the others under this administration, and that's where a lot of people are pointing at least a portion, not all, of their investments.
All right. Very good. Jay Ratliff, daytradefund.com. Thank you for the advice. It's going to be interesting times, no doubt, in the first 100 days and the first couple of years of this administration economically. So more important than ever to stay in touch with you and get the updates. Thank you, Jay.
Hollywood is under siege from an external force. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream is now making nightmares a reality. Many major films appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.